Hi, this is Allentale, but you can call me Matthew.
This is Hannah.
Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And this is
Adventures in Absurdity.
Hello!
Hi! Welcome back to Adventures in Absurdity, everybody. We've got Abby, Matthew, Emily, Grace, and Hannah today.
Woo!
And today we are discussing the champ of the camp. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so the episode we're doing today is Champ of the Camp. It's from album 45, Lost and Found. The description says, Connie narrates the story of her last year at summer camp and how she got stuck in the midst of an annual prank war at Camp Jumonville. And the directors of this episode are Bob Hoon and Marshall Younger. The writers are Kathy Buchanan and Nathan Hoover, and the sound designer was...
So the episode starts...
The episode starts with Connie. She is just finished the prologue, and yeah, she's writing a book. Tales of a Small Town Soda Jerk. I think that's what she's calling it. And it starts with her reviewing the prologue she wrote about how Odyssey it's shaped her and about the people, and she kind of talks about a forming moment in her life, is prank war.
For me, this episode doesn't even really start until after Connie's like that sixth prank happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be quite slow in times with the pranks, because a lot of it is just them talking about, are you going to do the pranks or not, Connie?
Yeah.
And they're discussing. It's more of like a fun, there's a lot of like, you know, just like a fun little random bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before any sort of actual plot line starts.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the prank with the music under the floorboards, though I don't know quite how you rigged that up in whatever time this would have been in, but I'm sure Gene / Goggle could have figured that out.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like they just threw like a Bluetooth speaker under there.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if they had a Bluetooth, they'd probably be too far away at the boys' cabin.
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Cassette player, woohoo!
What the?
This is probably like what? 85, so yeah.
I kept like imagining like a record player down there, which is far too old. But
how deep does it go underneath the floors that you can fit a whole record player in?
Also, yeah. How the boy snuck across to the girls' camp to do all this stuff without getting noticed.
Honestly,
the equipment they were going to hide. And the equipment they would need to take up the floorboards.
Mm-hmm.
Also, where did the keys come from?
I wondered that too.
Yeah. They caught them all by hand.
I also like, what is it? They take the Connie's bear and put him on the flagpole or something like that.
Spooky, yeah.
This episode gives me major like Parent Trap vibes. The one with Lindsay Lohan when they're playing all the pranks on each other at camp.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, then I'm just gonna skip to. I don't understand why June called Connie in the middle of frickin' summer camp to tell her parents signed their divorce papers and let her in.
That is exactly what I thought the minute I heard that. I was like, who calls their daughter in the middle of summer camp to be like, yeah, so we've decided to get divorced. Have fun at camp.
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Especially because Connie went to forget all her problems at home.
This was a sport in time for Connie to get away. This was supposed to be like, you know, one of the fun, calm times for her before she had to go back to all the... You know, like, she should have known that it would have ruined the rest of her time at camp and filled it with, bad memories, the rest of it. Luckily for Connie, it didn't. But, I know that, you know, if I had been, you know, if that had happened to me in the middle of camp, you know, I would have spent the rest of it, like, crying with my friends. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think I would have, which I actually believe that I feel like, considering that Connie can be quite emotional, I feel like, obviously, she had turned off her emotions in a way as a child. Hold on. Keep going.
I mean, you were the one. Okay, she muted herself, as I see now.
Yeah.
She just stopped talking and was like, go on.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going. We can read your mind. We can continue on.
Sorry, you know,
I'm back.
Welcome back to the party.
I'm back again. But yeah, I think it was just a thing to do, especially as a parent.
Yeah. I understand, like, from a writing standpoint, they had to find something to be the catalyst to get Connie to do that, but...
Yeah.
I love June, and this just didn't shine a very good light on her. As a mother.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like, you kind of need to mentally prepare before you, like, go home and your parents aren't together anymore.
Yeah.
Well, her parents were already separated. This was just them. We'd signed divorce papers today.
Yeah. And, like, yeah. So she already knew, so maybe her mom just figured, like, she would know it was coming, so it wasn't that big of a deal. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't she, like, living with her aunt while her parents were split up a little bit?
There definitely was a little bit there, yeah. She mentions that, like, a really long time ago. Because she wanted to, like, go there when she wanted to get out of Odyssey.
Before yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. Connie seems, like, I don't know, like, kind of what Abby said, Connie, like, ignores it incredibly well. Like, she just doesn't, like, oh, you're getting divorced? Well, okay, I want to go sleep for, like, the rest of camp. But then, nope, actually, I'm going to go headfirst into this prank war and try and make Goggles drown in the creek in between the boys and girls cabins.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, I think she definitely tends to take action, like, as a character. Like, it's not out of
character. That's true.
Take action. Like, when Mitch died, she, like, showed up at work the next day, and Whit was like, what are you doing? She's like, I need to work, okay? Like, she's that kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Distract
herself from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, like, when her and Mitch broke up and she came home, she just wanted to work and go back to life as normal.
Mm.
And then her and June cried over that movie with Whit there, and he's like, I feel like I can't. Also, but I was listening to Much Ado About Jealousy that last night, and that's the one where Jules and Jillian are getting really close, and Connie's jealous.
Yeah.
But Penny is jealous because she thinks Connie and Jillian are best friends now. But Connie is watching that same movie.
Yeah, it's the same
Michelle's
movie.
Yes.
Which makes me so sad because she's watching it by herself and crying.
Anyway, I was like, oh wow, that's a great little continuance there. Coincidentally, the next note I have is actually something about continuance. So this is when they're planning the prank to get Eugene to walk across the bridge and fall through. And Connie says to Hope, he's a geek. Most girls probably tell him to get lost and then throw mud on him. So I was in the official guide today. Apparently, and this was in there, Eugene tells Jimmy this same thing in The Trouble with Girls.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I went and listened to The Trouble with Girls.
Tell him to get lost
after.
I remember.
Yes. And here's all the quotes from that. So even before Eugene says this, Kurt and Jimmy are talking, and Kurt and Jim, they're going on because they both have these girls who have major crushes on them and won't stop, and Kurt tells Jimmy, tell her to get lost and then throw mud on her. That's how he got rid of the girl that tried to kiss him last week.
That's funny.
And then when Eugene says it, it's when Kurt and Jimmy are talking to Eugene, and Eugene says, have you tried telling her to get lost and throw mud on her? And Jimmy replies, and Eugene goes, that's how the girls used to get rid of me.
That's amazing. That must have been like a joke. That must have happened to one of the writers, something like a joke. You know what I mean? Like that happened.
Yeah.
Definitely an inside joke.
I love that.
Yeah, and then Jimmy takes Eugene's advice, you know, a quick summary of a different episode, on, like, reverse psychology and asking Jesse to be his girlfriend. And Kurt goes, I still think you should throw mud on her.
What a way
and to then and then after just the reverse psychology doesn't work, Jimmy goes, maybe I should have thrown some mud. This was a running joke through that episode, and yeah, anyway, I just thought that was funny, all the mentions of throwing mud on people.
That like reminds me, speaking of like continuing things, it reminds me of Connie Goes to Camp and how she had to send Lucy home. And I feel like this gives a lot.
I forgot about that sacrifice.
Yeah,
because you can tell like how conflicted she is in that episode about sending Lucy home, and like this gives her so much more depth because she knows exactly how she would have felt if she had to go home. Like, she was like, "That's the last thing I want to happen." So like, I don't know. I think this just like gives that a little bit more context, and it was really interesting.
Definitely. That's wow. I didn't even think about that. I wonder if the writers think back to episodes like that when they do episodes like this.
Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes they do, and it's on purpose, and then sometimes they don't, and we're all like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And then, like, dedicated fans like us are just like, oh, by the way, wow, they must have, like, deliberately written that in, and then they're just like, yeah!
We
planned that from the start.
Yeah. Oh, us. Oh, the writers are so good, and they're so good at keeping things, like, you know, no plot holes and all this. And the writers are like, yeah, sure, whatever.
We're great at that, yeah.
Whatever you say.
How old is Connie again? Because on the official podcast, they said
she's supposed to be, like,
we used the formula they gave us on that podcast. She should only be 27 now, not 28, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Shaking my head. Oh, okay, back to the episode.
Back to the episode.
Okay, so I don't remember. I think it was shortly after June called saying that they were getting a divorce or whatever. Line, everything that felt secure to me was gone. That hit me. Because it's just like, especially at the beginning too, when she was like, no, I lost control, so I want to do this prank thing. Like, kind of forget everything. It just kind of falls back to the Connie tuning out everything and just kind of suppressing her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sad news.
Yeah,
and like the lack of like roots that she had just like when she showed up in Odyssey, and like because this was her telling about like how she was before she moved to Odyssey, and so like that feeling of not having any roots or like any like anything solid in her life, and then she gets like Wit's End and Wit, and like that's how she like met Jesus, because
he
gave her something solid in her life. Like, I just think that's really cool.
Yeah. When Connie is in the bathroom and Goggles picks up on the other end of the walkie-talkie, Eugene actually seems like a lot more human in this scene than he did when he first came to Odyssey, which like low-key surprises me. You're like, he was supposed to be this scientific nerdy dude his whole life, but and he obviously still is, but he still is like very human.
Yeah,
he isn't having trouble with empathy or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think obviously, even as a child, he's been through a lot, you know, but then as times get older, I think, you know, really just, like, caught up, started catching up to him.
It makes sense for, like, Eugene, at like, as he was when he first came to Wit's End, to have the more, like, academic, very, wise talking. He has a very large vocabulary, that's what I was going for. Like, he you can learn that over, and then like since he was a child, like you can learn that sort of personality and like be able to talk and act like that, but as a child you don't have that much time to develop a very like academic way of acting and speaking, so as a child you can still be nerdy and stuff, but it's a lot easier to have like to show compassion and empathy and whatnot when you're younger.
I feel
when you're an adult.
Yeah, it's pretty natural. Plus, he'd been in college for like 7 years when he shows up at Wit's End. That's gonna make you a little bit
exactly. Yeah.
He was like talking with Connie on the other line or whatever about the whole divorce thing. For First of all, that's such a Eugene thing to read her diary. Sorry.
Yes.
And she's like, Eugene, or she didn't know it was Eugene. But how he, I don't know. It was just kind of like, it seemed so selfless to me how he was like, you know, I'll like kind of take the blame for you, but he was like still honest in it. I just thought that was really, like I said on the group chat, I don't know if anyone saw it, but I said he was such a dorky sweetheart. Because he's, I mean, that's how he is in general. He's can be a dork, but he's so empathetic at some points, and it melts my heart.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, he definitely has a lot of compassion, like, overall. He's just not always great at showing it. But, like, since this was, like, an action he could take, like, he did show it.
Eugene reveals, or when Connie and Eugene are talking, and, you know, she's like, he goes, the story of Camp Jumminville is a great one. And she goes, I know, that's why I'm writing about it. And he goes, what? when they talk, and she's like, I am the Avenger. And he's like, you jest, because I am Goggle. And the music that plays after he says that is, like, so dramatic. And, like, it's some big revelation, and you're just, like... I mean, the first time you listen to it, you're kind of shocked, but you're also, like, it's Odyssey. What else is new?
Yeah.
I love how... Oh, yeah, this will be our little secret. But Mr. Whittaker!
Yeah.
So
but you can bet that he told, like, all the kids. In the,
oh,
in the
goodness.
Shop. Oh, yeah.
He's like, you're never going to believe this.
In the guide, they said that little scene, originally it was supposed to end when, like, they just realized that they knew each other from beforehand. But Will Ryan suggested Eugene like running off and like having to tell somebody that Connie had a crush on him.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of improv'd by Katie and Will.
Yeah. I think that's much more like accurate to the character.
Yeah. It tells you how in touch with the characters they
exactly.
are.
I mean, like Eugene likes to act as if he wouldn't do that, but he would like 100% do that.
Yeah.
Like he gets on to Connie for doing stuff like that, but then like he does the same sort of thing.
Like it reminds me of that time he recorded Connie being like, "You're right, Eugene," and like using it as his ringtone.
Yeah.
I fully expected Eugene to like use that knowledge and be like, "All right, Connie, so you are going to have to pick up on some of my tasks around the shop, otherwise, Mr. Whittaker's going to know about something."
Going back just a little bit from that, Eugene's interaction with the camp director, though, after he learns about the Bothselwood, is just hilarious. Could yell, we both have healthy lungs.
The director's like, what?
Fun fact about the director, also taking this from the guide, the guy who voices the director is named Alfonso Freeman, and he is Morgan Freeman's son.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's so random.
Wow.
I was like, okay, Morgan Freeman's son. All right.
That's Morgan Freeman to narrate an Odyssey episode.
Oh my gosh. Yo, goodness. Morgan Freeman comes to town. Would be better than the Dobson episode.
Ooh.
That's the tea. Going back though to Connie and Will's Will and Katie's chemistry, when Eugene is reading through after Connie briefly mentions that she may have had a crush on him, and you know she shuts down and Eugene's like, well, I'm gonna finish reading it, and he starts reading out loud and she goes blah blah blah, blah, like, you know,
I can't see all that.
Staring at the ground,
so funny.
Away from Eugene with her arms crossed, like, not making eye contact. Like, I could just see that scene going so well.
That's so funny. And I do that sort of, you know what I mean? That's so, like, real. That's so real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
It's one of those things where, like, she's writing it, and she's like, this is kind of cute and romantic. I'll play it up a little bit. And then he's reading it, and she's like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no,
oh, no. Yeah. Abort,
abort. More. Can only imagine Wood's reaction.
He would just laugh. You know, he He would just give a hearty chuckle. Just
be like, wow.
That's and a cool
story, Eugene.
Bye. And it would cause Connie and Eugene squabbles, and, you know, he would just do his little chuckle thing and get on with life.
Connie was talking about how she felt like the prank wars sometimes, you know, they get out of hand and become not dangerous, but, you know, they feel wrong to her sometimes and they get too out of hand. What do you think is the line where it becomes, was there any pranks in the show that you felt crossed the line?
I definitely think having people on the creek would have been a little too far.
That could
be dangerous.
But we also, like, I always imagine it as like a suspension bridge for some reason, but I mean, it could be just above the creek, and it could be a fairly deep creek, or, you know, it could be a sand bottom creek, and it's...
Yeah, they also describe it as a stream, so it's probably not exactly, like,
rip-rushing.
Yeah. I mean, but either way, someone could get, like, hurt on that. If you're, like, young kids, and you don't know what you're doing, except it's Eugene, and he doesn't know what you're doing.
True.
That was their saving grace.
Yeah.
I think that prank was about the only one that they mentioned that was too far. Maybe the itching powder, but the itching powder is also like a camp classic, so...
Yeah. I'm curious to know whether the recipe that Connie gave... What was it? Like maple seed something or other and rose hips?
Yeah.
I wonder if that would actually work. I'll be a camp counselor this year, so...
And it's funny, back to the episode a little bit, you can tell, like, what an impact going to camp had on Connie, because she's been a counselor at Camp Bloodina and, like, she pretty much has, like, a passion for, like, having other kids at camp and stuff, so it's kind of cool to see, like, where that came from.
Okay, so, again, I was reading in the guide about this episode, and, so Camp Jumminville is the name of an actual camp one of the writers went to, but it's in Pennsylvania, but right down the road from Camp Jumminville, there's a Connellsville.
What?
Oh. So I don't know if that has any correlation with how they named Odyssey. Like, you know, the writer was from that area and might have seen the signs. But yeah, how cool is that? Well, anything else on the episode?
Is it just me, or did Marcy ship Connie and Eugene for a second? I had that down in my notes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, Marcy shipped them because she's like, oh, you know, you normally don't have crushes on guys you don't know, but this should be an exception. I'm like, ooh, Marcy.
Is that the same Marcy who's in, like, the Connie episode when they, like, go to the beach and they're surfing and stuff?
Probably.
I would guess so.
You'd imagine.
Nice. I like that.
Continuity.
I also noticed, just listening to more recent Odyssey episodes, Connie really didn't have a best friend between, like, when she came to Odyssey and became a Christian until, like, Penny. Like, she was just friends with Whit and Eugene and Bernard.
Yeah.
She always refers to Eugene as her best friend, but...
Well, do you guys want to know what episode we're doing next week?
Yeah!
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 All right, drum roll! Next week, we will be discussing Missionary Impossible.
Yeah.
Woo! I don't know what episode that is. Yeah.
It has Jason in it.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah! But it also has Alex and Nathaniel in it. So, Alex
and
Sarah. Oh, wait, Nathaniel.
And Sarah.
Yo.
Yeah. You like Nathaniel?
Well, Nathaniel's the one who's basically Eugene, but in a child form, right?
Kind of.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like not he's like he's his own character, but also like he's mini Eugene. So, disclaimer: we're also not affiliated with Focus on the Family, by the way. Please don't ever think that.
Today's episode was brought to you by Aram, the recording bot.
We're Chaos.
Goodbye!